check this reel out.
Okay. What happened? Light's flashing okay or something?
Yeah, it's showing that we got some tape on here rolling.
Oh, we got some tape on?
Yeah, let me stop this and test it.
I was turning the gallberry honey a while ago, and I was turning the gallberry honey and telling about how sweet the gallberry was. Mm-hmm. So I tried to get him to go tear something back with him.
Alright, well, I'll take some. It looks good.
Okay, I'll get you to tomorrow.
Okay.
Well, that would be good on waffles or biscuits or most anything.
You were telling me about the market cutting?
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. We done got down with a different type of knives and... Then, to touch the knife blade up, you use that sharpening steel, but I showed you how you just strike the knife on it and make the blade rough. Uh-huh. It don't really sharpen it, but it puts a little corrugation on the blade and makes it cut real good. But, everything is pretty easy right now, side of what it had been. And, 30 and 40 years ago, a lot of your food was sold in bulk, where it's all bagged up now and packaged. Mm-hmm. And people are eating a little different, and I guess you'd say better.
Okay. You want to tell me something about Ocilla? Tell me a little bit about the history of it. I know some things happened around here during the Civil War.
I don't know what Ocilla's back that we dug in, don't we?
Trace it up. I know it's got a special, Ocilla itself has a special place in the county and all.
Yeah, it was sort of the county seat, and has been since 1912, I believe. But it fell back then or about then?
I do not remember.
I don't remember. I need to check my figures a little bit. I'm kind of rambling.
Irvinville was the first county.
Yeah, I know Irvinville was, but
then they
moved over to Ocilla. Remember the county seat moved in, Joe, you remember?
About
1908
or 9.
I thought somewhere along there. And they built a limestone courthouse. And of course it took them several years to get the county seat moved over because they claimed one fellow voted his bird dog to get it carried.
What's that now?
One fellow voted his bird dog. They had to vote on whether to move the county seat to Ocilla or keep it there in Bill. And they claimed one fellow voted his bird dog gonna move it here, and they finally kept on that it won it. And, so, and then they moved it over here, and it's been here ever since. But I was out there in Bill several years ago, and picked up an old brick out of an old place called a White Horse Saloon out there. I still got it.
Was that a bar there? Or?
Yeah, the old saloon in Irvinville. Irvinville was the first county seat.
Where is that from here?
It's 11 miles west of here. And they had the courthouse and the jail and everything out there. But then after they moved to Ocilla, they tore the jail down and built the Jefferson Davis Park Museum out of the brick.
What's that?
That's the site where Jefferson Davis was captured at the end of the Civil War. And he was captured after the war had ended. He was trying to flee. Some say he was trying to get New Orleans to flee the country and go to South America. Mm-hmm. And the Confederate gold was lost before he got there because all they had was an empty chest. They left the empty chest in Washington, Georgia. And, but they have made a little county museum out there where the state, and the state gave it back to the county, and it's still in operation. Mm-hmm. But Ocilla was a sawmill town. The Ensign Lumber Company started off here. Up on where AT is now. And they brought logs in by train and put them in a pool, floated them in. I mean, to the south. Had a big pond there. And then they got them out of the water and carried them up to the south. And then after they closed down, that was your biggest mill. They stayed here several years and somebody else took over a mill then. And A.T. Fuller put a mill up there in